Welcome to the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org. Enjoy the podcast.
Easter is a story, God's story, which graciously from his heart he extends to us. Therefore, it becomes your story and my story. Easter is the story of the ages, and for the age of today. It began from the time of creation, and the heart of God was the promise, the presence and the promise of the Messiah, of this Christ. The Hebrew prophets from Genesis through Malachi revealed the footprint of the promise of God's love in such a way that a Messiah would come into the world. And then in God's timing, he loved the world so much that he gave himself his only son, and that whoever would believe in him would have everlasting life. That this Christ, this part of God's story becoming our story, entered into the space and time of earth. And in doing so, took on the very life that we know, and the press and the pull and the pain. The story is then the story of the one who taught and lived in a way that he demonstrated the authority by his very presence, that indeed he was the Son of God. And it was this heart of God coming into the heart of the mess of the world, of sin-sick lives, that then confronted and won the victory. We know that the victory didn't look like a victory at the beginning, for the powers of the world then took him, arrested him, crucified him at Calvary, thinking that this mission of God had been defeated. But God is never ultimately defeated. God is gracious enough to let us in on the story, and if we're willing to become a part of the good story that he's wanting to unfold, then we get to be in the victory march with him. But it looked like he'd lost. There at Calvary, his body taken down from the cross. The cross, which was the emblem of suffering and shame. Then taken down from the cross, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, two leaders in society, risked their reputation, asked for the body, placed it into the tomb of Joseph. And women disciples went there on the first day of the week, the third day after the crucifixion. Well, you know the story. Oh, they were there. Many people thought that this time last year, it could be the end of the story. A pandemic become global, and what would we do and where would we be? In such a way that Eric Gay, a nationally known photojournalist, came into the sanctuary when we were having to create a series of 2 months without in-person worship, and took a photograph of Mark Bars in the center pew, as you see in the photo before you, on Easter Sunday, and shown on the front page of the Wall Street Journal and other publications. From here in the heart of Trinity Baptist Church, there, but giving a witness that the church is not shut down, Easter is not defeated, it has been shaped in a unique application for the times in which we're living, but it is up from the grave that he arose. Look around today, look around today. See your fellow worshipers, and we have all been on this journey in a most unusual year. And we are here as a way of saying thank you, God, for the story of the cross now becoming the sign of the resurrection, because it is empty. It is a sign of the worst being done to the best of God, and the best of God winning over the worst of the world. It is the power of love conquering hate, hope defeating despair, grace wiping away the shame of sin, and peace defeating war. This is the story of the movement of the kingdom of God that Easter is all about. So what does Easter 2021 say to you in your life? Well, you're here today by live streaming. You're here today by the conveying of the story of being in person. that you've got skin in the game because of the skin in the game that God put into the world through Jesus of Nazareth, and together we will serve him to change the world. We look around our world and we see the storms gathering in troubled times. When forces in this world seek to destroy the very basis of trust, there's not a basis of human relationships other than conflict. But the story of the Christ is that we may trust God in a way that we can be trustworthy and trust others. Sins are forgiven, salvation is given. Sins are forgiven, salvation is given. Sins are forgiven, and salvation is given. So face your fears with an Easter faith, to see the face of Christ revealing the way, the truth, and the life for all eternity, not for a time, but forever. That's how we can discover the so what, by actually experiencing Christ's resurrection. That is, that we are invited by the early believers to come in the experience of our life today into the power of the one who created the universe and created you with a DNA bearing his image so that you would be set free from the sin sickness addicted to our world. Samantha Joy was in the baptistry, and surely before she entered the water this morning, I could see the tears coming from her eyes. Tears of gratitude, tears of joy, tears of wonder that the goodness of God had brought his goodness to her, and that she was being a sign to the world that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed in her. So, in discovering then this resurrection for yourself, and that you may then look out from the tomb and see the background of the cross, and that the cross, the message of atonement, indeed has been completed. The so what is, have you accepted, like Samantha Joy Gomez, the fullness of the freedom of the grace of Jesus Christ? For that's how we experience the resurrection story each day. The fullness of a follow through in your life, to be able to show up and to see daily that Christ is risen. Like in this image of the garden tomb. We may travel to the garden tomb, as many of us have, and like the Shelton family who are living currently in our missionary residence and who are ministers there in Jerusalem, and their experience of being at the garden tomb, they had a family photograph taken. We're grateful to be at a partnership with them for now, then as they prepare to return to Jerusalem to continue this incredible story of daily showing up in life and the power of the resurrection. Now, Gabriel Maldonado was right back there. Gabriel is a remarkable man. Early in his life, spinal bifida got a hold of his body. But almost every Sunday, Gabriel is here. You think it's hard for you to get out of bed in the morning? At times I wonder if I can get out of bed in the morning. But he has to position himself to get out of bed into the wheelchair and get ready for the day, catch a VIA bus, and arrive here on a Sunday morning. So is it a bit inconvenient at times to trust in the power of God and to be a faithful witness? You just think of our brother right back there. This is the power then of being able to see this truth of the so what being real in us. Luke 24, this resurrection section of 12 verses. The story about on that first day, the women went to the tomb not knowing who would remove the stone that had covered the tomb. Just like there are troubles troubling you, you're not sure who's going to be able to partner with you to do what you can't do, but it needs to happen in order for you to do what you can do. That's what God is all about. working in the lives of people or working directly in the power of his Spirit to do what only God can do. Christ, only Christ could come resurrected from the grave. But in doing what he did, that he made sure that cover of the tomb was removed so that when they arrived, they could move from the problem to the promise. And when they got there, they entered it, and they saw the absence but not the presence of the Christ. And part of the so what of Easter is at times a God doesn't show up in ways that you think God ought to show up. Because he is present in a way differently than what you expected. And that's just like God to mess with us in that way. With a mischievous smile on his heavenly face for our earthly living, saying, "Now I think you're getting it. I'm stretching you. You got to look outside of your norm to be able to take in what I'm wanting to do through you." God wanting to do resurrection miracles through your life. And so when they saw the evidence of his absence, they looked around and just began to take in what was occurring. Now, sometimes we can move from the lesser to the lesser truth to get to the greater truth. Oh, so let me take you to the Final Four in Indianapolis. Well, actually, what happened was that Vicky's mother, my mother-in-law, who's wheelchair-bound, was taken by car from Maypearl, Texas, outside of Waxahachie. Paul Bratcher, mentioned earlier, was once a bank examiner, and he was examining the banks, as I remember Paul telling me the story. And he asked, "How'd y'all get your name?" They said, "Well, there once was a railroad conductor who had two daughters, a May and a Pearl, and they named the town." That's where my mother-in-law lives. But she's in Indianapolis because her grandson is on the coaching staff for some team called the Baylor Bears. And the sense about being on location, something about being on location during the big events of life, have a way of bonding us all the more together for stories to be told later on. These women disciples showed up, and Jesus revealed himself to them because they were there. You see, just daily entrusting into this Christ, he's going to show up for you. He'll never leave you hanging. Now, it'd be different than maybe what you expected, but you keep looking. And you discover that he is there with that kind of power, creating a memory that lasts for a lifetime, day after day after day, new memories being formed in light of his resurrection. Then we realize the impact to know the meaning of the resurrection. And the next four verses of Luke 24, we find in this cluster that they're trying to assimilate the meaning of what took place. And there are events in this last year, in this event of the pandemic and all kinds of fussiness in our world, that you've been trying to absorb what your place is and what to do in light of that. And the Lord has been with you, and the Lord will show you the power of his resurrection as we go forward to realize the impact, to know the meaning. But we can only get the impact if we're willing to experience it. When we're willing to actually be involved in the story. And so, while there were two angels, which means messengers of God, that were there, and they asked the question, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" Or as Rachel read, "What are you doing hanging out in a cemetery when he ain't here anymore?" He is risen. Christ is risen. Look for Jesus. Look for Jesus from the evidence of the crucifixion to experience the pain of the world and the sorrow of the world and the sorrow in your heart, and for us to identify with the sorrow that he can heal by the power of atonement. But look for him in the resurrection. Look for him in the new beginnings. Look for that to be able to take it in. And they were confused, but then they remembered his words when he had said, "I will be crucified. And I will take on the sign of the Roman Empire," which up until that time was absolutely the sign of fearful victory by the oppressing powers. Only losers got crucified, so the Roman powers thought. But Jesus turned it. He resurrected. He transformed the meaning of the cross to where you and I carry it in our heart, or we're invited like Samantha Joy Gomez to carry it in her heart, or we will have it on a ring that we have worn since we were teenagers as a sign of this cross being the victory of a resurrection. Tom Egbert has a ranch. That's the sign of the cross that was on the hilltop that I showed earlier. And on that ranch is this cross. And the story of this cross helps to convey the meaning of the story of the ultimate cross. For his daughter Brandy and his granddaughter Chapel made a journey to Haiti to do some ministry work. And while they were there, they were working in among a group of people in a clinic where there were hundreds of babies. And they were caring for one that had not been given a name, and prayed over that one of whom they were changing the diapers and providing some medical assistance. And the next day when they went back, that bed was now filled by another baby, to discover that the child had died, unnamed. Well, Chapel, the granddaughter, went back to the ranch, and on her own, she had built this wooden cross and went up on the hilltop, and she named the baby that had had no name, and named the baby Charlotte. And on that cross is the name Charlotte, knowing that in God's kingdom, in God's value, that baby had equal worth with anyone and each one, and the baby would no longer be nameless, but would be remembered, even as she then is remembered in heaven. See, that's the power of the cross. When we can see everything in light of the cross, this world comes into view. And the so what of the resurrection is to know that your life, your finances, your physical pain, your relationships, your calendar, your fears, your hopes can only be accurately seen with the 20/20 of looking through the windows of the cross. And then to share. So the women, this Mary and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and other women disciples who were there, they went back to the 11 and they had seen this witness of the resurrection story. But those who had not seen did not believe, that like it was too good to be true. Now these are the same women disciples that we would discover in Luke 8 who were following Jesus, supporting Jesus in their ministry. And see, Jesus will work through each person who is willing. Are you willing? As the storm clouds gather in our world, that you will be ready for whatever is ahead of us because you are willing to be in the march with the Savior. It wasn't up to them to convince the 11. It was up to them to present the truth to the 11. And Peter, and we know in the Gospel of John, John ran with them. They ran to the tomb to be able to see for themselves, to get unstuck in their disbelief. We've been mesmerized by a story in the Suez Canal and a strip of water between Israel and Egypt, and a strip of water that Moses and the wilderness people once had crossed. But there was a ship filled with hundreds of crates. A ship from Taiwan carrying a Panama flag making its way through the Suez Canal, and it got stuck. And nobody could get by it. And for days and days, they worked to get the ship refloated. Hundreds of ships were stacked up, millions and millions of dollars being lost. When you get stuck, it's costly. But there is the power of this resurrected Jesus who gets you unstuck from any situation. They tried to stick him on a cross and think they could keep him in a tomb, but not God. Up from the grave he arose like a mighty triumph over his foes. From the dark domain he is risen. And so, in Luke 24, 9 through 12, there is the clear sense that when the disciples began to get the word, they themselves had to discover what had happened. Now you can know the resurrection is true. No event in history has been more criticized and analyzed by skeptics than the resurrection. No account written in history books, as accurately as this has been written in four Gospels and 1 Corinthians 15, again under the scrutiny of ages of critics, is proven to be real. Now you gotta use reason and you gotta use faith, just like life. And in this story, we know it's true because we have been with believers, loved ones, that as they were about to die, instead of seeing their death, we were actually seeing that they were seeing life. They were seeing their own resurrection. We know it's true because the baptismal waters stirred today in the transformation of life that would stay lost without this resurrected Jesus. Me and you and every seeker who is here, unstuck by the authority. We know it's true because how Paul wrapped it up, the resurrection chapter in 1 Corinthians 15 says, because this is true, thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ, therefore be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. You see, we miss it if we're not willing to put the effort of trust into this application. Drew and Whitney took the effort of the vows that they exchanged with each other to create family that 9 years later could be able to have a blessing of Hattie. Effort. And touched by God, that kind of effort is what changes the world like Jesus, showing the resurrection power being at work through you.
We hope you enjoyed your segment of the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org.